The increases were recommended in a rate study commissioned by the borough last year. The additional money is intended to help meet expenses for Petersburg Municipal Power and Light, including the cost of replacing some equipment. Mayor Mark Jensen asked about the additional revenue from the rate hikes. He wondered if it would cover depreciation or the cost of replacing power poles and other equipment over time.
Are we trying to build reserves, or is this just going to keep us on an even keel because we have, what, $5 million in the electrical fund reserve?
Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson replied the increases would help meet some of the target for depreciation costs set by Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht.
We looked at being able to meet the criteria that Steve has set forth for budgetary purposes. In other words, when we submit our budget, we have to cover a certain amount of depreciation. So we're still not covering all that we should, but according to Steve's formula. As far as building reserves, no, there's no intention here or provision to build reserves.
Nelson also answered a question on long-term planning for revenue needs in the electric department. He cited the rate study completed by D. Hittle and Associates last year.
As part of our study, the D. Hittle study, we looked down the road at least 5 years at what capital projects we have coming down the road. And from that, we determined not only what our annual capital expenditure should be in a normal year, but also what our fund balance should be. And the D. Hill report comes up with a fund balance, a minimum fund balance of $3.5 million. So that's in the report.
Mayor Jensen sought more of a recommendation from the borough manager.
So one more question for Steve, and not being in the discussion on the first two readings. Do you think this is time to raise the rates?
And borough manager Steve Giesbrecht said he had trouble answering that question.
Power and Light has some expenses that could be devastating. I mean, the blend slew hydro, cat diesels. I mean, something like that can be really, really expensive. But, we haven't come up with what those real good targets are. It's a question of do I think we probably deserve a rate increase there? Yeah, we probably do. But what's the right number? I can't tell you right now.
Okay. The first year increase will hit customers differently depending on how much electricity they purchase each month. Those who don't buy too much each month won't see much of a change. Larger residential customers, like those who heat their homes with electricity, will see a big hike in monthly bills of more than $20. The impacts are also different for large and small commercial customers. Assemblymember John Haverlick appreciated putting some money aside for replacing equipment.
Even with the electrical increases, which aren't popular, nothing like that's ever popular, taxes, but I would much rather put money aside in depreciation and, go with minor increases rather than all of a sudden come to the community and say, we're going to raise your property taxes so many mills, or we need to go to so many million-dollar bond because we need a diesel generator, or we need a police station, or we need this or that.
The last electric rate adjustment was a 6% decrease back in 2008. The Assembly passed the rate hikes unanimously in third reading. They go into effect this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.